Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ruth Wallisoff.
Hi, John.
And we are having just an absolute wonderful conversation with Barbara Melman, who is the Technology for the Terrified guru in the town of North Hempstead.
How did you think of that name?
Well,
it's so catchy.
As I said, I was an advertising copywriter for a while. I worked for organizations like Ogilvy and Mather, Young and Rubicam, famous ad agencies, if you know that business. And I was hired at Ogilvy by David Ogilvy himself. And he gave me a really good piece of advice. He said there was an anti-litter campaign in New York City. And somebody had written, sloppy people are dirtying New York. And he changed it to barbarians are dirtying New York. And it had much more impact.
Right.
And so I started to think of a business name, Technology for Seniors. So that was pretty dull.
Yeah, boring.
You know.
Technology for the Terrified.
And then
is
the
wonderful.
Alliteration, you know, and I thought, people are so intimidated when they use this. This thing makes me so scared. And, you know, I thought, I would tell people, if you hit the wrong button, it's not going to blow up. And
that's good advice.
And that's where Technology for the Terrified came from. Mm-hmm. And everybody who looks at it, you know, who hears it laughs. And when they see my business card, which has, I use as an illustration, Munch's famous painting of the Scream.
Oh, yeah.
I know so they look at that and it cracks them up. And
that's on the business card.
Yeah,
ah,
that's
I
on
love
my
it.
Business
okay.
card.
Okay, perfect.
That's very clever.
Yeah.
Two things I want to say. Just anybody listening, call 311 for any of Barbara's programs. I mean, I know they book up very quickly.
We already have 15 booked up for September, so.
How many spaces
left? I'm going to call.
Probably about 10.
Okay, so that's important because you don't want to be out of the class, and that's September through December, and then the next one is January, and, you know, it goes on and on. So you're hearing it today. Call 311 to register for the coming September class, which is just around the corner. Ruth, you have to say something?
Yes.
No, I can see you. Yeah, I know you.
Do you have it on a certain day of the week?
Yes, we have them scheduled. Actually, I am now going into my iPhone. You can't see that. But I'm going to my calendar, and I am searching, and I'm typing in the word workshops, and they all come up. So, there is one September 9th.
Which is what day of the week is that?
It is a Monday. It's at 2:30 p.m. at Clinton G. Martin Park.
Do you mostly have them in the afternoons?
No, sometimes in the morning. It really has to work around my schedule. Mm-hmm. And so I stay on the phone with Nancy Mizrahi, the program director, and we work out a schedule for, we've got the schedule through 2020.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I only have through 2019 right now.
But that's not the point. We can't help you here. It's 311. They'll give you the days of the week, the times that the class is going to be on. If it works to your schedule, fine. And if it doesn't, maybe you can adjust your schedule because this is the stuff. And I'm not looking at this from buying online for seniors or anything. My biggest thing, and I do a lot of this stuff on the computer, but my biggest thing is interaction with grandchildren on the computer. That's what I think, personally.
Right. So the title of one of the ones that's coming up this fall is FaceTime and Facebook.
Okay, perfect.
And it is a wonderful way to stay in touch with your children and grandchildren who don't live nearby.
Right.
Or if you are homebound for any reason, it's a way to get into their homes and be with them.
Right.
But we were talking about online banking.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Good thing. See, that's
okay,
why I shouldn't
forget.
Take a break. No, good
didn't
for you.
Forget.
I did. It was history.
Now, I know the first thing most people think is, oh, it's not safe and people are going to hack into my bank account. Listeners, TD Bank. They hack into
Capital One.
Chase. If they can, that's the last thing you should worry about. The only thing that's important is that you have good passwords. And right. We actually do a workshop. We cover that in the workshops, the importance of passwords. So we were talking about depositing a check. So you've got this big check and you can't get out of the house. With the camera on your phone, you can have your bank's information. You can have an app. And we talked about what an app is.
Right.
Okay. And you would go into the App Store or the Play Store, depending on which phone you had. And you would download. That is, you would look for the app in that store, and you would ask your phone to put it onto your phone.
Do you have to pay for that?
No, they're free. And then you would go in, and you would put in the necessary information that it asks you for, and you would create a password, which you will write down and put someplace so you do not forget it. And then you will do your banking. So think. You can have, so let's say your mortgage payment is usually the same every month.
Right.
If LIPA is your electric company, if you're on the budget plan, it's the same every month.
It's now PSE&G.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
I don't remember.
Right.
And then the gas company is National Grid. That's usually the same every month. You can set these up as recurring payments. If you are traveling, if you are in the hospital and you can't get to the bank, you can't write a check, you don't have to. Your bank sends them out automatically. So online banking is an incredible lifesaver at times.
And I think that the retail branches are going to close. Bank branches are going to close.
Well, they're certainly closing. I mean, the thing that galls me is when they started these ATM machines, mm-hmm. and they would charge you. The idea was so they could have fewer tellers and save money, mm-hmm. and then they charge you for using an ATM machine.
Greed knows no bounds.
I know.
Right, right. You know what I want to talk about, and I all this is good, and most apps are free, if not all, because that's how they get you to do business with them.
Right.
If Chase Manhattan charges you $2 and Citibank doesn't, then you're going to go to Citibank.
Exactly.
So why are you going to pay for an app? Passwords. Because passwords do not just go with a piece of technology. It could just go with your bank account. It can go with anything you have in your house.
Right.
You can use a password, and those are very important.
So think of a password as the key to your house. Okay, you don't give them out. And if you are really concerned, you don't want anyone breaking into your house, you don't just have a plain key. You might have a Medico.
Right.
Or one of the ones that are really hard to copy. And you need to do the same thing with passwords. And you have to write them down someplace.
You might want to have a book of passwords.
Well, you can do that. There are several different ways to do that. I keep all my passwords in a note on the phone. And on an iPhone, I don't know if you can do this on an Android phone. Android phones are phones that are not iPhones, basically.
Right.
Okay. I can lock my note. So you can't get into my note. You can get into all the other notes, the ones where I have restaurants listed and books that I want to read that I have been on there a long time and I still haven't read, but are there anyway. And then I have this note of passwords.
I have restaurants. I have books.
Exactly.
And I have my passwords, but I don't have them locked.
Well, I now have mine locked.
Oh, okay.
So, and I have...
I
didn't know you could lock it. I just figured I have to get into my computer. I give like a code that knows I know which password that's for.
And a number of the phones now, I know the high-end Galaxy phones and the Apple phones, they use face recognition.
Wow.
They use your fingerprint. And the wonderful thing about face recognition, it'll recognize my face with my glasses, without my glasses, whether I'm wearing makeup or not wearing makeup.
Wow.
and
whether you have your hair done by a hairstylist.
Exactly. Exactly.
That is one of the most important things. Because a lot of people use a password, you know, like, you know, I'm John, so I could turn around and say, you know, John 123 or something like
that.
Oh, it's like, people come
use,
on.
Some people use as a password, password.
Right, yeah, I've heard that too. I've
you
heard
know,
that too.
Or welcome 123.
Right, right.
You don't want to do that. You know, if you are somebody who knows a foreign language, use a foreign use a foreign word as your password.
Right. You with know. A number in one of those things, I think.
Yeah, but
what you
the
call
and
them.
The numbers should be not 1, 2, 3,
right,
4.
Right.
But a number that has a meaning to you.
Like not your favorite number.
And not right. your social security number.
Right, of course.
You know.
That would be ridiculous.
Yes.
No, but people, the shame of it is people do it. And at the end of the day, they can be hacked so easily just because of the simplicity of their number, which is supposed to be a code for safety.
Yeah.
Instead, it's an entree into, you know, all your personal stuff.
And the other thing I tell people, and this is something I do myself, every morning I check my bank account.
You really do?
Yeah. I just go in to make sure it's the same as it was the day before.
Wow.
Just to make sure
it
hasn't...
That's very impressive.
Just to make sure it hasn't been hacked. It doesn't take long.
You must be self-disciplined.
No, I'm a computer nerd.
Right, right. No, but if you're going on the computer, you just hit the button and you say, hey, $5 and $5.
Yeah, you know, I have the site. I have it as one of my favorite sites. I click on Citibank. My computer saves my password.
Right, right.
I go into it. Yep, still good. I go into American Express. Yep, that's the right balance.
Right, right.
Always check it every single day.
Because that's a nightmare. Trying to get money back once it's taken, it's very difficult. You know, and when somebody's hacked you, I mean, credit cards are easier.
Yes,
you hack
right,
the credit card,
exactly.
You have a much better chance of getting all the credits back on. But when you go hacking an ATM machine or you get that number and you get cash out of your checking account,
right?
It's difficult. Yeah. It really is. I tell people that all the time. Yeah. If you're going to use one of those cards for an ATM, keep a separate account with like $500. If they get you, they get you.
Well, I was once careless and my wallet got stolen. I was at Union Station in Washington, D.C., and my wallet got stolen. 30 seconds later, I got a call from American Express.
Oh, okay. Good.
Really?
Ms. Millman, are you in Gaithersburg, Maryland? No, I'm not. Is your American Express card on your person? No, it is not. It was just stolen. Somebody tried to use it. We've canceled your card. We're overnighting you a new card.
Wow. That's amazing, because it was a very extreme, obviously different charge than you normally make, and they file it up in a different state.
Well, their computers know where I am.
Oh, okay, okay.
They knew I was charging things in Washington,
D.C. Oh, okay.
I was charging things in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
This is amazing. Time flew. Barbara, you have to come back. Honestly, this is the tip of the iceberg. Or for the 10 people who are going to be lucky enough, call 311 and get into Barbara's class in September.
Today.
And we're going to have Barbara back on again, but please call 311. Thank you so much, Barbara. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio
Thank
here
you.
On
I
88.1
loved it.
FM.
It was a pleasure having you.
And WCWP.org. We'll be right back.